Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday. Mike requested for Triple Play Thursday, the great Robin Trower. Going to be more suspicious. Trower, man, yeah! Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude. Thursday morning, here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And tomorrow is our Friday show, Fly Jams Friday. Will be coming up. And also, things that you can participate in straight out of context. That is when you listen to this radio station. Pay attention for 24/7. Whenever anybody says something, at any time, you can pull it out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Mark that down, nickdshow@gmail.com. And also Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen again 24/7 to this radio station. When anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And also You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and we vote on the dumbest dummy. But if you would like to read a dumb story on the air, find the link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, hey, Dan, I'd like to read this on the air. We'll figure it out, record it. You'll read it on the air as part of the segment, and you will get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win situation. Once again, for all of those participatory things, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and You Big Dummy, always remember nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. So are you guys up for a little round of That's Not My Name?
That's not my name.
That's right. let me recap some of my favorites from the past here. And it all started with Stan Lee, who Esmeralda decided his real name was Daniel Liofsky.
That's not my name.
No, it's not. His real name is Stanley Martin Lieber, not Daniel Liofsky.
I was close, though, with the L-E.
Yeah. So Dan, I believe, thought Tina Fey's real name was Linda Kowalski.
That's not my name.
And Esmeralda thought it was Tina Feyman.
That's not my name.
And her name is Elizabeth Stamatina Fey, not Linda Kowalski.
That's not my name.
No, it's not. Portia de Rossi. This is one of my favorites. Gianna Rocco. Somebody took a guess at Portia de Rossi.
I think that was me.
Convertible Ragu.
That's not my name.
And Patricia Kowalski. Now, I don't understand the whole Polish thing. Every guess that many of the guesses that you guys come up with, you just they're Polish.
I think because we're in Chicago.
Yeah.
A lot of Polish, large Polish community.
Whoopi Goldberg's real name is not Sandy Cushion.
That's not my name.
Nor is it Angela Lansbury.
That's not my name.
Those were two guesses. So now you know the kind of people we're dealing with here and some of the educated guesses that they're going to make. So are we ready to find out? Okay. What is Steven Tyler's real name? Steven Tyler. Esmeralda, you care to guess? Steven Tyler.
John, it's Steven with a PH.
Okay.
Jones.
So Steven with a PH, Jones. Steven Jones is Steven Tyler's real name.
Yes.
All right. Dan, care to...
I'm going to go, like, it's got to be, like, a really nerdy, made-fun-of name. So, so I'm going to go with Martin Porridge.
Martin Porridge is what you're going to go with.
Yes.
I'm sure you had some good, funny names for him with the Porridge
right.
So, last name.
You think that Steven Tyler grew up as Martin Porridge? No, that's not right, and neither
that's not my name.
And neither is Stephen P.H. Jones.
That's not my name.
No, it's Stephen is correct, and it's with a V. Stephen Tellerico.
Dang.
Stephen Tellerico, not Martin Porridge. Although I think preferred if his name actually was Martin Porridge,
or Martin Skittles, right?
Martin Skittles. It would be the more appropriate one now. Okay, okay. John Stewart, Esmeralda. John Stewart, former host of the Daily Show. What is John Stewart's real name?
Oh man, I think I knew this before.
Okay.
It is Robert. Let's see.
Okay, Robert. Robert.
Stewart-Vitz.
Robert Stewart-Vitz.
I know he's Jewish.
Stewart-Vitz. Okay. Robert Stewart-Vitz. That's Esmeralda's guess. John Stewart's real name is indeed Robert Stewart-Vitz. Okay. Dan?
I will also go Robert. I like that line of thinking. I will say John is the middle name.
All right.
And I will say he got his acting start because of his very famous father, Ron Liebman. So I will go Robert John Liebman.
Robert John Liebman.
Yes.
Is your educated guess as to John Stewart's real name.
Correct.
Robert John Liebman. By the way, Ron Liebman rules the planet. I just want everybody to know that. And for those of you who don't know who Ron Liebman is, whose dad is he?
Rachel's.
Rachel's dad on Friends. He's
the most beautiful woman in the world's dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
But that Ron Liebman played her dad on that show. That's the only way people know him. Oh, and all you millennials, he's also the doctor in Garden State. There you go. That's it. That's all you'll know him from. So Robert Stewart-Vitz and Rob, for some reason you guys have locked onto the name Robert.
We did.
As his name.
Do you think he went by Rob or Bob?
Robbie.
Oh, Robbie.
I like it.
Okay. All right. So Robert John Liebman. No. That's no.
That's not my name.
Robert Stewart-Vitz. No.
That's not my name.
No, that's not his name. His actual name is a shocker. His first name is Jonathan.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because it's J-O-N. There's a shocker for you. His first name is Jonathan. So it's Jonathan Stewart, but S-T-U-A-R-T. That's his middle name.
Stewart's middle. Okay.
Stewart is his middle name, but it's not the way it's not the Stewart with the S-T-E-W.
Gotcha.
It's the Stewart with the S-T-U-A-R-T. And it's Jonathan Stewart Leibovitz.
So if you combine Esmeralda and mine, we got it right. Because I had the first part and she had the second part.
Wait a minute. Where? Hold on.
Leibovitz. No. Lieberman. Stewart-Vitz.
Stewart-Vitz is what she said.
I know.
And you and I had the Vitz bit.
Yeah, she had the Vitz and I had the Lieb.
But you both had Robert. Don't you think that negates any of the Vitzes that you had?
In this game, I think it's like horseshoes and grenades, man. If we're close, I think we win.
All right. Well, we'll get to some more of these.
That's not my name.
That's right. What seems so bad now? These are the keys for the guitar. Yeah. Robin Trower, man. Yeah, Triple Play Thursday with some Trower. Mike requesting Alethea, a jam by Robin Trower on a Thursday morning. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here, 312-981-7200 on Triple Play Thursday. And we're doing another round of That's Not My Name. And we have Dan and Esmeralda taking guesses at some celebrities' real names. And by the way, I looked it up during the break. Ron Liebman's real name? Ron Liebman. See? Because he's the king. So, we found out that Steven Tyler's name is indeed not Martin Porridge, as guest, and that John Stewart's last name is not Robert Stewartvitz.
That's not my name.
No. Is there a reason that you guys both chose Robert?
It just sounded right. I don't know.
He seems like a Robbie.
Yeah.
Maybe on the farm they call him Robbie.
On the what?
The farm.
On the farm.
He runs a farm now for endangered animals.
Oh, he does. That's right.
He collects them.
Okay, I'm sorry. Takes I'm, care of them. I was just thinking that John Stewart, who, you know, is from the East Coast, somehow I was just picturing him as a kid on a farm, and which just doesn't fit. So, all right. How about Blake Lively? Blake Lively from Gossip Girl, Mrs. Ryan Reynolds, about to have a second child with Deadpool. But, you know, she's always going to be Serena, as far as I'm concerned, from Gossip Girl. Did either of you guys ever watch Gossip Girl?
No, I meant to.
You meant to.
I was going to binge watch it, and then...
Yeah, you should.
I just never did.
Because it's great. So I just find it really interesting that the 50-year-old man is the one of the three of us who watched Gossip Girl religiously. I find that disturbing, actually.
Did you start, after you would watch it, would you then end any communication with people? XOXO?
Oh, did that on my Facebook page a lot.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. XOXO. You know, you know who the voice of Gossip Girl is, right?
It's, what's her face?
Yes.
Oh, man. Names are escaping me, which they shouldn't.
It's Kristen Bell.
There you go.
Yeah.
Inappropriate time to forget names.
Yeah, you don't want
to... That's not my name!
How come she's not Kristen Bell Shepherd Dax?
Maybe she is.
Actually, it should be Dax Bell, probably.
Yeah. Okay, you ready? Blake Lively. Let's start. Esmeralda, what does she look like? What is Blake Lively's real name?
I feel like Blake is her name.
Okay.
Because I think she comes from a family of, like, hoity-toity rich people.
Okay, so the name Blake implies that you come from rich people.
A little bit, especially with if you're female.
Are you just saying that because she's in Gossip Girl?
No, because I know, like, her family's a bunch of actors or something.
Yes, man. Her sister is Robin Lively.
There you go.
Or cousin. Cousin?
No, I think it's her sister.
No, older sister. She was
Teen Witch.
Teen Witch. Yeah. Look at that. Look at Dan jumping on
Love
Teen
that
Witch.
That movie, man. That movie rocked.
All right.
Oh, man. Blake Liverson.
Blake Liverson.
I was just reading about her, too. I wonder.
Okay. So Blake Liverson is our first guest.
Yeah.
Not to kill the bit here, but is there ones that are not... Like, can it be her real name? Like, meaning that she, God-given birth certificate says Blake Lively on there?
There are a few on this list, but this is not that case.
Okay.
So. I would not pick one. That's like a trick question. Gotcha. I'm not going to do that.
So I will go the opposite. I will say of Esmeralda, I will say Lively is indeed the last name.
Okay.
But I will say her name is Brittany Lively. And she went Blake.
Brittany Lively.
Which, I mean, you know, the double Y's, wouldn't you change it?
And the market was oversaturated with Britneys when she started to come up anyway, right?
Right.
Because you had Britney Spears, you had Brittany Murphy, Brittany. Okay. Brittany Lively, Blake Liverson. Those are the two guests. Okay, Blake Liverson, stunningly no.
That's not my name.
And Brittany Lively, also no.
That's not my name.
No, Blake Lively's real name, let's see, I will say this, Esmeralda was half right. Her real first name is Blake, but her full name is Blake Elender Brown.
See, that weirdo middle name.
Yeah.
She's hoity-toity rich people.
Yeah, no. So I wonder what Robin's real last name is. Is it Brown then? Her name would be Robin Brown.
I like that they coordinated.
Yeah, it would be Robin
that's
Brown.
Pretty impressive that my sister is known as Lively, so I'll be a Lively too.
Yeah. Well, so is Sheen. Charlie Sheen his dad's real name is not Sheen.
His dad's real name is Estevez.
Is Estevez,
right?
Yeah.
But Charlie went with the Sheen.
Yeah, Charlie went with Sheen.
I think because it's the father, so they're like, well, they're going to know he's my dad, so might as well just stick with that name.
Yeah. All right. Well, so there you go. Blake Elander Brown. So her name would have been Blake Brown.
That doesn't sound too good.
No, it doesn't. So I think she made the right choice. All right, Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx. Esmeralda, Jamie Foxx. What's Jamie Foxx's real name? What do you think?
Jamie with an I-A-I.
What?
No. Jamie, J-A-M-E-Y. And one X.
So Foxx with one X.
Yes.
So his name is Jamie Foxx, but it's J-A-M-E-Y-F-O-X.
Yeah.
So he just changed the letters of the name. It's still, but his real name is indeed Jamie Foxx.
Right. He just wanted to spiff it up a bit.
did he want to fool people into thinking he was related to Red Fox?
Maybe.
All right.
Comedy. Could have.
All right. Okay. And Dan?
I'm also feeling a Robert vibe on this one. So I will go Robert. A, middle initial.
Middle initial A.
Middle initial A.
Uh-huh.
And then...
yeah.
Rob A. Durham.
Durham.
Yes.
His last name is Durham. Okay, so Robert A. Durham is Jamie Foxx's real name.
His brother played second base for the White Sox.
Robert A. Durham changed his name to Jamie Foxx. No, that's not correct.
That's not my name.
And Jamie Foxx was Esmeralda's guess, J-A-M-E-Y-F-O-X-1-X, Jamie Foxx. No.
That's not my name.
Now, in this regard, you guys aren't even remotely close. And I would, maybe, Dan, I would move on from the Robert thing.
It's a popular name.
His real name is Eric Marlin Bishop.
Man.
Eric Marlin Bishop.
That's quite a change.
That's a cool name.
That is a good name.
Yeah, that's kind of a show busy name.
Maybe with the Marlin, he didn't want to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to play more of That's Not My Name coming up, but we got a break here for the news, which comes up next. Oh, man, I love this song. Ed requested some In Excess. Yeah, man, for Triple Play Thursday. In Excess. That's one of my favorite In Excess songs. Yeah. All right. Hey, it's a Thursday morning, and we're here on WGN. Here till 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell in just a little bit, followed by the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200, talk and text. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Nick D Show. And we're playing another edition of That's Not My Name. And with Esmeralda and Dan taking guesses at what they think the real names of celebrities are. So, and I think this is an easy game. I can't believe you guys can't guess what celebrities' real names are.
We did have a caller suggest we should turn the table on you one time and have you try to guess.
Oh, well, I know them all.
Right. Doing more research into the Lively family.
Yeah. Like... Wait. So during the break, Dan was boning up on his research for the Lively family. What did you discover
avoid
about
out of context?
Boning up.
So their parents,
yeah,
like are in the biz. They're a show business family, but they also all go by Lively. So they're all Browns apparently, but. They've all decided to be Livelys because in addition to Robin, there was Lori and Eric Lively, her half-siblings, and then her mom was Elaine Lively.
See, I like that.
And her dad was Ernie Lively.
Ernie Lively? What did he do? He was in the biz? Ernie Lively?
Let's see. Ernie Lively was in Turner and Hooch.
Oh, boy.
American Pie 2.
He's in American Pie 2?
And Passenger 57.
That's quite a filmography for Ernie Lively.
Well, and the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah.
With his daughter.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like the Barrymores.
He played a father. Was she Bridget in that film?
I think so.
So he played.
I don't remember the characters' names from the Sisterhood.
Whatever. Stop acting like you don't.
All right.
I know that's in your wheelhouse.
Yes. No, it totally is. It's Amber. It's Amber Tamblyn. It's Blake Lively. It's Rory from the Gilmore Girls.
Right.
For God's sake. And America Ferrera.
And how much you love the journey of teenage girls.
I'm not gonna. Let me tell you.
He's quite a tailor.
I wear pants.
You wear pants.
Oddly, a lot of people don't think I do. They hear this show and they think, well, he's got to have no pants on at this point.
Fun fact, you wear pants.
I wear pants. Yeah. For those of you who think that I don't wear pants, I do. Wow. No, it's not that I didn't enjoy the sister of the traveling with the pants, because I did, because I like all four of those. It's ridiculous, because it's... God, what was Amber Tamblyn's fantastic show that I loved? It was on Friday nights.
Joan of Arcadia.
Yeah, Joan of Arcadia. Love Joan of Arcadia. Love Gossip Girl. Love Gilmore Girls, please. Mm-hmm. And America Ferrera.
Ugly Betty?
I didn't like Ugly Betty.
No?
But I like her. She was in something before Ugly Betty, right? Wasn't she on something before Ugly Betty?
That was her breakout.
Yeah. But I like America Ferrera. I like her very much.
Okay.
And wait, hey, did that Superstore show, did that get picked up? Do we know? Which was not a very good show, but she's like...
Yeah, I tried to watch a little bit of it.
It's not good. Mm-hmm. She's lovely, though.
Yes, renewed for season 2.
Oh, okay. Oh. I like America Ferrera.
On a Wednesday at 6:45.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. He did play her father.
He did.
In the movie.
All right, I'll be able to sleep today.
Dreaming of Ernie Lively.
Dreaming of Ernie Lively. All right. Jack White.
I feel like I've looked these up before.
This is why I throw these tests at you, because I know how knowledgeable. Dan doing all kinds of lively, you know, research. Jack White. Okay. What is Jack White's real name? So then, what is Jack White's real name? All right, let's go with Esmeralda. Jack White's real name.
Mac Turquoise.
Mac Turquoise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what?
No. All right. Jack White is actually Mac Turquoise. All right. I wouldn't change. If that were my name, I don't know. I think I'd leave it.
Yeah.
Mac Turquoise. Okay, Dan, Robert?
No.
All right, you're not going with Robert this time.
Once again, if it's a rock star, I'm going to go horribly dorky name.
Okay, dorky name for Jack White.
So I will go Donald Trombone.
Wow.
Thought you were going to say Trump.
Ba-doom-tsh.
So, Donald Trombone.
Yes.
You think there's anybody on this planet, really, with the last name Trombone?
There's got to be.
There's got to be.
There's millions of people in the world.
And there are people with legitimate last name Trombone.
Whitepages.com.
Whitepages.com. Now he's doing trombone research.
There has to be.
What?
Dolores Trombone.
There we go.
In St. Petersburg, Florida.
With her son.
Call her right now.
I will not.
See if she's married to Donald.
Maybe we'll try Philomena Trombone in Yonkers.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bell Trombone in Connecticut.
Bell? Oh, wait a minute. Bell Trombone?
B-E-L-L-E.
Oh, boy.
Donald Trombone. Okay.
Seems like Florida and New York are the... home of the trombones, because there's a lot.
The okay. Trombone family.
Florida, that's a shock. There's a bunch of people in Florida named Trombone. All right, so Donald Trombone is Dan's guess for Jack White, and Mac Turquoise is Esmeralda's guest. for Jack White. All right, Donald Trombone, no.
That's not my name.
No. And oddly, Mac Turquoise, no.
Darn.
That's not my name.
Now, okay, Jack White. What is the name, the nickname for when you call somebody Jack? What's the nickname of?
Is it John?
Yes.
Man, I was gonna go with John Turquoise.
Well, you would have still been wrong.
I would have been half right.
It's John Anthony Gillis.
Gillis.
Yeah. John Anthony Gillis. What you talking about, Gillis?
Did he just not want to be confused with Dobie?
Whoa! My God, you made a reference from the 50s. What the hell just happened? Wait a minute. What just happened?
What? It was on
Esmeralda
all the time.
Esmeralda made a reference to something from the 50s, ladies and gentlemen.
It used to be on all the time. I think it was before... What's the one we were talking about? It used to be on Channel 9 all the time in the early morning hours.
Andy Griffith?
Yeah, I think it was before that.
Well, hold on a second. You had a hard time getting Andy Griffith name, but you got Dobie Gillis?
I couldn't remember the...
All right. I can't believe you made a Dobie Gillis reference.
It used to be on all this, like, every morning.
That's fantastic.
It was on at night, on Nick at Night. So I would watch it. Yeah, and he would go to the Thinking Man statue.
Mm. Wow. Okay. All right. That's fantastic that you made a
Dobie Gillis.
You made a Dobie Gillis reference. I'm just completely astounded by that. Okay, let's see.
I know things.
All right. How about this one? Jack Benny. Old-time radio, TV, movie star Jack Benny, one of the greatest comedians of all time. I'm thinking it over.
He's the cheap guy, right?
Yes, he is.
He's always super cheap.
That's the punchline, because
right.
A guy comes up to him and says, your money or your life? Pause. Well, I'm thinking it over. That's how cheap he is. He's so cheap, he doesn't know whether he would rather be shot dead or give the guy his money, because he's cheap. You get it?
Yeah.
Your money or your life? I'm thinking it over, because he's cheap. We have to do the weather and the traffic here. So think about it. Jack Benny. Fantastic comedian, actor. I'm thinking it over. All right? Dan, thinking about it?
I got an idea.
I bet you do. All right, we'll find out what they think Jack Benny's real name is. Boy, Ed's got good taste in excess songs. Ed, on Triple Play Thursday, three songs by an artist, Triple Play Thursday, that's the bumps, that's In Excess to Look at You. Nick DiGilio and 720 WGN. We're in the middle of playing yet another fantastic round of That's Not My Name. So, before the break, I asked the geniuses of Esmeralda Leon and Dan Shagrew what they thought Jack Benny's real name was. Jack Benny. So, Esmeralda, what do you think Jack Benny's real name is?
I'm going to go with John.
Okay.
Because of the earlier thought process.
Right, because of Jack White.
Benedict.
You're not going with... Wait, John Benedict.
Yeah. Benny sounds catchier.
Oh, I see. I see what you did there. John Benedict. All right. Dan?
Great minds. Because I was thinking John Bennington.
Oh.
Bennington.
Yes.
So you're going with John Bennington. Okay. John Bennington. Okay, let's get you guys. I will say this. You both got fooled by me going from Jack White to Jack Benny.
Oh, man.
And me saying, what's Jack a nickname for? Okay? I just want to say that. John Benedict, no.
That's not my name.
John Bennington, no.
That's not my name.
His real name is Benjamin, first name, Benjamin Kubelski.
Ah. Oh.
Benjamin
See?
Kubelski.
See, if we would have done the skis.
Right.
We were all on that early.
Right.
You deterred us.
I deterred you.
I'd like to congratulate our texter, Keith, who texted that in. I thought he was joking.
You thought he was joking?
Yeah.
But also, Keith actually got it right.
Way to go, Keith.
Benjamin Kubelski. All right. I love the fact that people are now sending in guesses on this. Oh, man. Okay. Let's see. Let's go with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin, the professional wrestling man. All right. What is Stone Cold Steve Austin's name? Esmeralda?
It's Stone.
You're going with Stone as
yeah, like
free,
Stone Phillips.
Like Stone Phillips. Okay. All right. So you're
there's
going
there's
with
precedence.
Stone. Okay. So Stone is his
yes.
actual real name.
Stone. Smith.
Stone Smith. Stone Smith became Stone Cold Steve Austin, and his real name is Stone.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dan, Stone Cold Steve Austin's real name?
Steve Dallas.
Now, the thing is, he is from Texas.
No.
He is from Texas. So Steve Dallas, that sounds so porny. That sounds like such a porn name, doesn't it? Yeah, man, Steve Dallas. Steve Austin is a wrestler, man.
Sure.
Well, you know, Larry Dallas from Three's Company. That was Larry's last name was Dallas.
See?
Andy Herman just woke up.
Yeah. And Andy Herman would call in right now if he were awake because Dallas is short for a longer name. I think. Okay. All right, so Stone Smith is guest number one.
Yes.
And Steve Dallas is guest number two. For Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Smith, no.
That's not my name.
Steve Dallas, no.
That's not my name.
It's very simple. I actually knew this one. His name is Stephen James.
Darn.
Stephen James. Now, if you're just going to be a wrestler, why don't you just go with Steve Jim?
Steve Jim?
Yeah, because his name is Stephen James. You could just be a wrestler. I'm Steve Jim. I'm big ass Steve Jim. No, you think that would be good? No?
No. No. Right. That's a terrible idea.
Well, geez. All right. Let's try this one. Oh, okay. You guys might know this one. This is kind of a one that people had heard of. Tony Curtis. What's Tony Curtis's real name? Tony Curtis. Now, you know who Tony Curtis is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you?
All right. I don't know. I guess I don't have to double check since you made a Dobie Gillis reference earlier.
Another famous family because of what's her face.
That would be Jamie Lee Curtis. There you better go. Watch your mouth with the what's your face. It's my first major crush. My was my teenage. I still right. love Jamie yes. Lee Curtis.
So, okay. So Tony
what's
Curtis.
Her face. All right, Tony Curtis. What's Tony Curtis's real name? Take a guess. Tony Curtis.
Doug. Kerchefsky.
Doug Kerchefsky. Going back to the skis again,
yeah.
I see.
Well, you know.
Doug Kerchefsky is Tony Curtis's real name. Okay. Dan, where are you going on this one? Doug Kerchefsky? Tony Curtis.
Anthony.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's what I forgot.
You forgot what Tony is short for?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay, Anthony.
Curtison.
Anthony Curtison.
Yep.
All right. Doug Kerchefsky. No.
That's not my name.
Anthony Curtison. No.
That's not my name.
You ready for this one? Because this is the reason people know this is because it's so completely different. His name is Bernard Schwartz.
Oh.
Bernard Schwartz. So Jamie Lee Schwartz, I guess, would be her name. I don't know. Bernard Schwartz. All right. All right. Let's see what's coming up on the opening bell. Here is Steve. Hi, Steve.
You guys got them all wrong today, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I you know.
There's zero. What are the zero for five? What is it?
Yeah, zero for however many we did this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes they weren't even in the ballpark.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and we're kind of giving them hints, too. You gave a couple hints there.
I helped them out as best I could.
Well, you tried.
Yeah.
You tried. Coming up on the opening bell. World, all coming up on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too.
Falling down the mountain.
Yeah, man. So there you go, Ed. More In Excess for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. So, Esmeralda, are you ready for Fly Jams Friday tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I hit the button.
You hit the button. The cough
the
button.
The cough button. I don't know why I thought.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow for Fly Jams Friday.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see everybody else, too. We'll take a quick break. The news is next on WGN.